This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, January 18th. God's word to you today is Standpoint. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verses 1 and 8, and it says, "One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" Before you delve into today's devotional, I want you to spend some time studying Luke 8, verses 1 to 8. I pray that you will be one of those that Jesus will find who have not given up on their prayer points. From today's study, we can see that God wants us to have an attitude that never gives up in prayer. Once you desire something of God, you have clarified from the Bible that it is His will for you. Never give up. That is the attitude that gets answers to prayers. Never give up. Until your faith is absolute, it is impotent. I remember seasons in my life where I said the following two things to God. I want it on record in heaven that if you do not answer this prayer request, I will still love you and serve you. I will never go back from following you. I also want you to know that even if I die believing, I will believe you for this thing until I die. The Bible, speaking about the men and women listed in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11 verse 10 from the King James Version, which says, "For he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Most of them only saw the city, the promise, from a distance. And even though they did not enter into it, they believed. Guess what? Even though they did not walk in it, they received it. The truth is, you will not receive everything you pray for on this side of eternity. However, God wants us to die believing. Sobering, right? God wants us to die believing. Guess what? The things I told God that even if He does not do them, I will still serve Him. The things I said I would die believing God for have actually come to pass in my lifetime. However, life will always give you something to trust God for. What is more beautiful is that Jesus tells us that God has more compassion than the judge in Luke 18. Even though God bears long with us, He does not explain why He does it. It is one of those things that we will know fully when we get to heaven. When one person finishes school and gets a job, and another has to endure 5 years of trials and waiting before getting a job, why one woman gets married and soon after becomes a mother, yet another has to wait for 10 years, no one has the answer to these mysteries. Nobody. However, Jesus assures us in Luke 18, verses 7 to 8, which says, "Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant them justice quickly." Never give up. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust in Him. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.